This is KUTX 98.9, Lori Gallardo in Studio A with a live studio audience. Welcome. This is very special because we are having our fall membership drive, and this is one of the major reasons we do what we do. I am very honored to have this afternoon's guest in Studio 1A. She's got a show coming up tomorrow night at Stubbs on Red River, and you don't want to miss out on that. You can get tickets and more info at StubbsAustin.com, and a new album out in January titled Heard It in a Past Life. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Maggie Rogers.
Where you stood, but now I
Maggie Rogers in Studio 1A. We just heard Falling Water. Remember, the show is tomorrow night at Stubbs. Doors open at 7. You can get your tickets at stubbsaustin.com. Very excited about the new album, Heard It in a Past Life, and that's out on January. And we heard Maggie Rogers on vocals, of course, featuring L. Pucker on guitar. It's great to have you here, Maggie.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I'm all excited and nerding out. And
Oh, man.
You know, hope you don't mind if I nerd out some more. It's what I do. And I'm just, first of all, so you've got a guest appearance on SNL coming up.
Yeah, I am going to be on Saturday Night Live. And it is the coolest thing that has ever happened.
Yes. I was just like, how did I not know about this beforehand? I was like,
it's the craziest thing.
It's great.
It's kind of, I mean, it is the dream. It's like, it's very, very cool. I'm very excited.
So everybody mark your calendar, November 3rd. You don't want to miss out on that. And Maggie, one of the things that I wanted to chat with you about, just talk about transitional times. Yeah. And I think that's the topic for this afternoon, if you don't mind. It's just that I knew that you were going to school, you got that done, but a lot of people are like, oh, wait a minute, you know, Maggie was doing music even during that and before that, you know? And the one thing that I hear a couple of reviewers saying, well, this album is obviously a transitional one. I'm like, well, okay, fair enough, but any musician, any artist is going through a natural evolution. So to me, it's not something totally different or totally off the map. I really think this is you.
Totally. I mean, this is actually my third record. Yeah. I have two independent records. It's my first major label album. Yeah. I don't know if it's a transitional record for me, but it is a record about change.
Absolutely.
My story is sort of started when a video of me went viral when I was graduating from college, and it was sort of everything I'd ever wanted, which was, it gave me the opportunity to play music, but so much was really out of my control, and there was a lot of expectations very quickly of who I would be and who I would become, and it was confusing because I love music more than anything else in the whole world, but also, when I became a musician, I played less music than I'd ever played before. And I found the whole experience really overwhelming and kind of scary, just as my very private life became very public in a way that was kind of outside of my control. And this record is, you know, I've always thought about records as a period, cataloging a period of time in my life. And this record is really about that time.
Yeah. And you just said the key word, overwhelming.
Yeah.
It was like, when did this happen, you know?
Yeah, it happened. I mean, it happened kind of overnight. And it was an incredible experience, and I'm so grateful for it in so many ways because, like I said, I get to do this thing that I love more than anything, and it feels so essential to who I am and why I feel purpose and being on this planet and all those things, but and it's really fun.
All the good things.
Yeah,
and it's who you are. It's what you do. Period. Again, the name of the album is "Heard It in a Past Life." It's coming out in January. And Maggie, I think that I've got time for one more.
Let's do it. This is a song called "Light On."
Would you believe me now if I told you I got caught up in a wave? Almost gave it away. And would you hear me out if I told you I was terrified for days? Thought I was gonna break. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to slow it all down. Crying in the bathroom, figure it out with everyone around me saying, you must be so happy now. Oh, but if you keep reaching out, then I'll keep coming back. If you're gone for good, then I'm okay with that. If you leave the light on, Do you believe me now that I always had the best intentions, babe? Always wanted to stay. And can you feel me now that I'm vulnerable in oh so many ways? Oh, and I'll never change. Got too loud with everyone around me saying you should be so happy now. Oh, but if you keep reaching, then I'll keep coming back. But if you're gone for good, then I'm okay with that. If you leave the light on, I'll leave the light on. Oh, I can't find it. There's just no other way. And I'm still dancing at the end of the day. If you leave the light on. You keep reaching, then I'll keep coming, babe. If you're gone for good, then I'm okay with that. If you leave the light on, I'll leave the light on. Oh, I can't find it. There's just no other way. Oh, if you leave the light on.
Ooh. Maggie Rogers in Studio 1A, you just heard the track Light On. Of course, Maggie rocking it on the vocals and Elle on guitar. Thank you both so much for performing this afternoon. One more time for Maggie Rogers.
Thank you for having us.
Don't miss the show tomorrow night at Stubbs on Red River. You can get tickets at stubbsaustin.com. And of course, more thank yous are in order. We have to thank our KUTX multimedia crew, led this afternoon by Gabriel Perez and assisted by Salvador Castro. Because of their hard work, you get to see these exclusive performances in Studio 1A at our website, kutx.org, and at viewhouse.com. Thanks to our studio producer, Deidre Gott. She gets amazing musicians like Maggie Rogers here in Studio 1A to perform. And of course, thanks to our engineers. We have Cliff Hargrove and working front of house, Justin Box. Because of their hard work, everything sounds fantastic. And thank you, Concert Club members, our studio audience. Give it up for yourself. And of course, thank you for your support. I'm Lori Gallardon. This is KUTX 98.9.